Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Mandisa, and I want to invite you to join me in becoming a word warrior, sharpening the sword of the Spirit by memorizing scripture together every month. We're learning verses that tell us who we are in Christ. Now, I'm using the Passion Translation to memorize in this year, but I encourage you to memorize scripture in whatever translation you prefer. We're meditating on the truth that we are adopted and loved by God. What are some things that make it difficult for you to believe that you are loved or lovable? Sometimes I allow shame to convince me that God can't love me. But listen to what the Apostle Paul says in Ephesians 1, verses 5 through 6. For it was always in God's perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace. For the same love he has for his beloved one, Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. Take a deep breath and invite God's tremendous love to cascade over you. You have always been part of God's plan, chosen before the foundation of the world, folded into God's family, and loved with an everlasting love. God's love for you brings him glory and pleasure. He delights over you. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, Abba, I confess that sometimes I don't feel lovable. Sometimes it's hard for me to believe that you would choose someone like me. Thank you for these precious words in Scripture, for the truth that through Jesus, you've adopted me as your beloved child. Help that truth to become a part of me, to change the way I see myself and the world. And you, thank you, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. Take a deep breath. Let your lungs fill with air. And as you exhale, let go of any thoughts that are distracting you right now. Inhaling again. Feel your chest expanding. And exhaling. Push out your anxieties and your fears. As your breathing grows slower and deeper, let the truth of Scripture guide your breath. Breathing in, I am adopted. Breathing out, I am loved. I am adopted. I am loved. Though we've been saved once and for all, we can struggle to live in the new identity we've been given. Sometimes we fail. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you the ways you've been failing to live as a child of God, and confess your sins to the Lord. Nothing you could ever do could keep you from the love of God. His love is greater and wider and more powerful than every sin. Through Christ, you've been forgiven and set free. Listen again to Ephesians 1, verses 5 through 6 in the Passion Translation. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children, through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace. For the same love he has for his beloved one, Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. What stood out to you? Reflect on it, asking the Spirit to speak. You are a delight to God. God's love for you isn't a begrudging acceptance or a beam of distant approval. It's delight. It's pleasure. Ask the Spirit to let you feel God's pleasure and delight in you. Listen to Ephesians 1, verses 5 through 6 in the Amplified Bible. He predestined and lovingly planned for us to be adopted to himself as his own children through Jesus Christ, in accordance with the kind intention and good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace and favor, which he so freely bestowed on us in the Beloved, his Son, Jesus Christ. God's unfolding plan for you includes salvation and transformation of life, as well as a warm, intimate relationship with a good father. Which of these do you feel a need for most today? God is bringing glory to himself by loving you extravagantly. Where is God's glory on display in your life right now? Tell God that you want to give all the glory to him. Share with him how. Listen to Ephesians 1, verses 5 through 6 in the New Living Translation. God decided in advance to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace he has poured out on us who belong to his dear Son. I'm going to back up to Ephesians 1, verse 3, where my fellow word warriors and I began memorizing in March. As I do, meditate on these beautiful promises. Paul writes, "Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ." We've been lavished with spiritual blessings as love gifts. Imagine your Heavenly Father holding a beautifully wrapped gift behind his back. He presents it to you, and you eagerly open it. What is the spiritual blessing that's inside? The rest of Ephesians 1:3 says, "This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts." What do you think celebrating with all your heart looks like? Ephesians 1:4 says, "And he chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself even before he laid the foundation of the universe. Because of his great love, he ordained us so that we would be seen as holy in his eyes with an unstained innocence." Beloved, God says you are holy. Do you believe it? If so, thank the Holy Spirit for leading you in that truth. If not, ask the Holy Spirit to help you believe that truth. And one last time, our May Word Warriors memory verse, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 5 through 6 in the Passion Translation. "For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus, the Anointed One, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace." We are a part of God's perfect plan, and not because of what we do, but because of what Jesus did. Hallelujah. For the same love he has for his beloved one, Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. How do you feel knowing that you bring your Heavenly Father great pleasure? Pray with me. Gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you for pouring out the riches of your love on us. Thank you for choosing us to be your children and for loving us through Jesus. God, let these truths about the identity you've given us center us and ground us today and always. And help us to keep hiding your word in our hearts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Friends, today if you start to feel insecure, call these truths back to your mind. You are adopted and loved by God. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.